And those of you that came to visit, we're thankful that you're here. We're thankful Brother Khan is here. We're going to turn this meeting over to him just briefly. We had the opportunity to be with him in Sacramento, California, just a couple of years ago, and met him for the first time and saw his ministry and heard him minister and met his family. And great man of God, loves the Lord. Today we're going to have the treat of hearing him minister, and I pray that he'll preach to us in Chinese as well as English. I love to hear people preaching this gospel in other languages. Praise God. You say, don't you understand? No, but I can feel it. Praise God. And it's the Holy Ghost. So we are thankful. We've had an outreach on the campus this past Friday. We saw three filled with the Holy Ghost. Thankful for that. Thankful for the tremendous teaching sessions. How many of you were in the teaching yesterday and were blessed? I'll tell you, I wish we would have got that on tape. I made a terrible mistake. The one place we had him set up to speak, we did not have a tape recorder there, but it was a tremendous message, and it was really good. And he's back here today with us, and we are so glad that he's here. We just like Brother Khan to come right up and to take the remaining time to minister the word of the Lord. Take your liberty.
Praise the Lord, church. Praise the Lord, church. Oh, praise the Lord, church. Hallelujah. 赞美主，神的教会让我们赞美主。 The Church of Living God, let's praise the Lord. His name is Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Can we try again? Let's just try our best. If you've never been shouted hallelujah, let's do it again. Let's try again. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is worthy our highest praise. Amen. Praise God. 他配得我们最高的赞美。Praise God. You may be seated. 请坐下。I don't know, sometimes I wonder how I was an atheist. I was in the Chinese military, ranked captain, and I standing here and preach this gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. I sometimes can't明白，我从一个不认识上帝的无神论者，是怎么能够今天站在这个地方，成为一个他的福音的大能的传道人。There must be something happened. And today I would like to share this God, what he did in my life. Amen. Praise God. And just clap your hands to the Lord, and he's worthy our highest praise. Hallelujah.Hallelujah! 他配得我们的赞美，配得荣耀，配得尊贵的伟大的神。Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Hallelujah! Before we go, I want to share and read the Word of God first. Let's open the Bible, Hebrews chapter 11.Verse 6. 让我们翻开希伯来书的第十一章第六节。Whenever I go, I love to preach this verse. Amen. 无论我到哪里，我都喜欢宣告这个信息。I went to Taiwan. I went to China. I went to Canada.Every year I go from this place to another place in the United States, and whenever I go, I always love to preach this verse, 11:6 of Hebrews. Amen. Yeah. 无论我到哪里，我到中国，我到台湾，我到加拿大，我在美国的各个城市，我都喜欢 这个章节。Let's read together of the word of God together. Can you open your mouth? We just read together. Amen. I'm excited to read the word of God because when the Bible says, when you read the word of God mixed with your faith, something gonna release. The miracle released when you have faith mixed with the word of God. Amen. Praise God. Let's read together. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that comes to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Clap your hands, Lord. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11:6 says, 人非有信不能得神的喜悦。人来到神面前必须相信，按照他的样子相信他，并且相信他是那竭力追求他的人的赏赐者。And the Bible says, you must believe who he is. And he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. How many of you today you want to believe that God loves you and his name is Jesus and he loved you so much he come down to earth and die on the cross for your sins? And if you love him, clap your hands. Hallelujah. God, 他爱我们，他爱我们到一个地步，他亲自成为人的样子，来到这个世界上，他死在十字架上，为了我们的罪死了，所以我们今天可以因着他的死，把我们的罪全部的洗净，所以我们能够进到他的神的国。The whole Bible is very simple. Many people and never come to the Church of Living God like me.And we were thinking that, oh, the Bible is from the beginning to the end of the 66 books. Oh, I'm going to read all the way through and understand it so that I can know God. That's most of people think about it. Amen? 很多人来到神的教会第一次像这位一对夫妻一样。我们总是觉得哎呀也许我们要把圣经从头到尾读一遍我们要理解了以后我们才能够认识上帝。And I tell you this morning, it is totally wrong. You don't have to read from the beginning to the end, and then you can know him. Amen. Actually, you know what? He's here right now. God, his name is Jesus. Jesus right now, he is here.神他不需要你把他的圣经从头到尾读一遍以后才能认识他因为他就在这个地方 The only thing God need our human being is very simple is to believe what he said in the Bible That doesn't matter you read the first sentence doesn't matter you read the second sentence but as long as you read it he said I believe it I gotta do what you said that's enoughBecause he said, if you do that, I will reward you. I will show you who I am. Amen. I came from China, and I have been struggling. I have no God. You have to think about when you have no God in your life, what kind of life you are.Probably many of you in the Church of Living God for many years, you probably in the morning you think about God, in the evening you think about God. But what about people like me before? Have no God in their life. What do you do? 你来到教会你可能是很长时间了。你早上想到上帝，你晚上想到上帝，你中午想到上帝。可是如果对于那些从来没有上帝概念的人是一个什么样子呢? And I tell you, that was I. I was in China. The only thing I can trust is not my parents, is not the government, is not the people, is myself. I have to encourage myself. put the pieces together. And every day I have to, oh, trust myself. I'm going to do good. I'm going to do my best. That's the thing. Is that so? Amen. That's true. Praise God. 一个人如果没有上帝的时候啊，他是让自己这个打起精神来。你也不能够靠别人，你爸爸妈妈都不能靠，你的兄弟姐妹不能靠，你的人生要靠自己扛起来。 And I tell you, it is hard to trust yourself also. Because you're gonna make mistakes. You're gonna have heartaches. You're gonna make a lot of mistakes. It's, oh, I don't want to do it again. 所以依靠自己其实也非常的困难，因为你自己也会犯错。 So I believe God has made this life to make every human being realize one thing. Is this enough for you, just for yourself? Do you want to look up a little bit to see there's God can help you? While I was in China, I got in big trouble. I said big trouble. I had some sympathy for Chinese democratic movement. And I was a leader of the group of military officer to write letter and a telegram sent to the Central Committee of the Chinese government. I said, don't kill those people and don't suppress the democratic movement and treat them well. And you know what the end of that results will be. I will be in a big trouble. I end up a very big trouble. I was going to get my master degrees at time in the military. I have a four bright new opportunities. This is in the missile control office. It's very high ranking. And I was having to have a good life over there. But suddenly because of this, I lost everything. Purely everything. My future, my jobs, even my certificate of living in that city, I lost it. 那我在中国1989年的时候，我是一个支持这个学生运动的一个军官的一个头头，所以我有很大的麻烦那个时候。 And I was so troubled and I have left the military, I lost my jobs, and I have nowhere to go, and I have to go back to the place that I don't want to go, and I was so desperate there. I have no concept of God. I was walking on the wilderness. And I was in the darkest hour of my life. I said, what am I going to do in my life? 我在那一个最黑暗的时候，我走在那个旷野里面。我说我该怎么办呢？我的人生简直是太黑了。And suddenly I saw there is an altar. It's like this high. And there are some incense over there. And apparently some local farmers has burned incense for their local gods on that altar. 那我走过来就看到有一个祭坛，上面有一些烧香的那些农民啊，在跟他们也许他们拜的那些偶像。And I passed by and I talked to myself. I said, I don't believe any God can live on that small altar. And I don't need a God living in that small altar. I said, if there is a God, there must be in the universe over there. I said, if you can make me out of this place, I'm going to sell myself to you. And I tell you, after that, I forgot everything what I did in that wilderness. But what I can tell you, then seems like the doors of my life, opened. 突然好像我已经完全忘记我的祷告，但是那个门打开了。And I somehow get a help from a a high government official's son. And somehow I know his dad does not like to kill students. I don't know where this knowledge comes from. This must be secret, right? Otherwise, he's in trouble. And then his son gave me money and told the institution I'm working for, he sent this guy to America. That's how I came to United States of America in 1992, September the 2nd.
那突然这个门打开后呢，就有一个政府一个高官，他的儿子，哎，他就很同情我，哎，他就给了一笔钱给我的工作那个单位，就把我送到美国来。他说送这个人到美国去。
And that's how I came. I still remember that I came. And I sitting on the bus. The first day, I'm so excited. I come from Shanghai. How about you? I'm practicing my English. Oh, that's great. I can practice my English. We talk about, and suddenly there's a lady behind me. And she said in Chinese, she said, 你要去参加音乐会吗? Which means, do you want to go to a music concert? I love music. I said, yeah, sure, where is it? It's a Friday night, we have that. I said, great, do you need to put on those suits on? I said, no, just go, come. I said, sure. And then they pick me up and go there. It's a Bible study group. <笑>我在那个汽车上在跟他们交谈的时候，后面有一个女生说：“哎，你要不要参加音乐会啊？”我说：“要啊，我喜欢音乐啊。”她说：“我说要不要穿西装？”“不用，就来就好了。”好，我一去，原来是他们在参加那个圣经啊，查圣经的小组。 And that is in the University of Texas at Austin Campus Bible Study Group. Give God glory. Hallelujah. And then I went there and they sing a song. I tell you, the first song make my tears now. And he that sing that wherever you go, wherever you are, there is an eye look over you to protect you. And my lonely heart suddenly feel something touched me. And I normally don't cry. You know, when I'm persecuted by the government, I do not cry. But at that moment, my eyes just falling down. Something greater than me is comforting me. Even I'm away from my parents, from my country, from my culture, from my language. And something is comforting me. They say, I am looking after you. Amen. 所以我在唱那首歌的时候，我的眼泪都流下来了。 And then I tell you, I heard the story of the preacher, and he come from Taiwan actually. And he preached about Jesus, and he talked about Jesus, and I am so interested about this Jesus. And that in the 1992 Christmas day, I don't have a car, so I only have a bicycle. I stay over there, I read the Bible, I start the first thing as the Matthew and the Mark and the Luke, John. I read, I love it. What, angels? Oh, this God loved me. He died for my sin. Oh, yeah, I know my sins. In China, I have a lot of sins. I don't want to bury that. I even don't want to mention it. But this God, I can forgive my sins. I love it. How many of you love God that our God can forgive your sins? No sins even don't want to talk about it. How to do 圣经, 从马太、马克, 路加, 约翰福音读了，我越读越喜欢。 And there's a moment that I said, "Wow! If this God is true, why don't I believe?" 突然我说，如果这个神是真的，我为什么不相信呢？ So I said, "Okay, let's try." I kneeled down. I said, "Oh Lord God, they said you are Jesus. I don't know you are true or not, but if you are real, you must reveal to me. Let me know you are true." Is that honest prayer? If you not knowing God, just make a prayer that honest. God know how to open your heart. If you come here the first time to the Church of Living God, it's very simple. Just say, oh Lord God, how much I want to know you. If I do not know you, just let me know you. It's a simple prayer. Knock the door. And that noise, the door, you go all the way to the door. And his ears especially have that frequency going to your prayers. So you need to do a simple prayer, a honest prayer. 神就会打开那天上的门，听到你的声。And of course, I believe. And the first thing I do is I didn't stay in America. I'm a fed with China. So I said, I want to stay. So what I do, I need to be a student of the professor. So the first day I talked to the professor, I said, I want to be a student. What I should do? He said, you need to take GRE and a TOEFL. I said, fine, TOEFL, I'm fine. The English, I read, and I'm sure, but the GRE, it's hard. You know, it's not just 1 month I can prepare for it. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? And suddenly said, I can pray. Yeah, this God, what is the use of this God? It's just help me, right? Because I cannot do myself. That's why we need a God. Anybody? Why we need a God? Because we cannot do something, right? Is that simple with God? Just your need. So, that is a prayer I made. I said, Lord God, oh Jesus, I don't know if you're real or not, but, you know, I need to go take this GRE, and the professor says that they only need 1,100. That English plus math. Then you're okay. I said, please give me 1,100. That's enough. I don't want more. There's no use for 101, right? I'm very practical. 啊，我就做了个祷告，主耶稣啊，你这个上帝，如果你是真的，你就帮助我。我只要1100分，英语加上数学，1100分就好了。And I made a prayer. I tell you, many times we made a prayer, I forgot. Yeah, go back to eat my lunch or whatever. A lot of things going on happened. Forgot it. But when the day when I opened that, the grade of the points from the, you know, the GRE center, I look at it and said, it's 1,100. No one more, no one less. Hallelujah. Oh, God is real. Hallelujah. 我打开成绩单一看，哎呦，我愣在那地方，妈，1100分，一分不多，一分不少啊！哎，这个上帝啊，真灵啊 ！Amen, give God glory, Hallelujah! Oh my, 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 my! Praise God! And then I made a serious prayer. That's what I said, Lord God, I decide to believe in you. And I tell you, if I decide to believe you, even I beg food in America, I'm going to still believe you. That's my original prayer. Some of you don't want to do this same similar prayer. God, let me believe in you. Doesn't matter. Whatever happened in my life, I just want to believe. Believe is unconditional. Doesn't matter your money, your health, your food, everything. Just simply believe. And I'm glad I made that. And I mean it. Even I beg my food. Because I don't have green card. I even don't have a bad visa. I only have a 3-month visa. But I said, if I ever want to believe you, I want to believe you without all those material. Amen. Some of you can make that believing today. If you first come to church, believe this God. Believe according He says. He said He is God in the universe. He created all the heavens and earth. And He said He loved you so much. He even became a man. And He died for your sins. And the third day He rose back, become the living God again. And that is Bible. Do you want to believe that? Just believe it. Say, Lord, I believe it. Show me you are real. 你今天其实很简单，就是说主啊，我相信你，我相信你，你就是那个爱我的上帝。你成为一个人来到这个世界上，他叫名字叫耶稣，死在十字架上为了我的罪，第三天你又复活了，我相信你，求你向我显现你是真实的。 My whole thing here is telling you God need us the faith to believe who he is, and he promised that he said I'm gonna reward youBecause your faith. I'm going to tell you I'm real. I'm going to do great things in your life. Give God glory. Hallelujah. 、Of course then, I pray for my wife, and I say, so if you can make the test exactly what I want, definitely you can make a wife for me what I want.Is that reasonable? Yes, that's what I did. I said, Lord God, I was 29 years old. I got confused. All those girls that confused me, I'm confused too. I don't know who should be who. I said, but you know it. I said, now I pray, Lord God, you give me a wife that love you too. And we love each other. And we have great children. And then we live in America. And that's what I pray. Amen.Give God glory. Oh, by the way, God knows our hairs. Don't you? He knows your husband, your wife. I always see that. Do you know God knows your hair? Yeah, remind yourself. God, he knows everything. He is control everything. The only thing he said, all things are working together.For those who love the Lord and are called by his purpose. If you want God, everything is going great with you. Everything's blessed. What do you need to do? You need to do what? To love the Lord and be called by his purpose. Do his will. Amen. No wonder sometimes we have problems in our life because we have some problem with loving God or have some problems we do not call to do his will. Amen? Otherwise, God become a liar. But he never lies. Somebody say, he never lies. That's right. I want to tell you my whole life full of miracle like this. Yeah, I want to show you how I see I have time. Praise God. I want to tell you how I got my wife.And I was dating my wife, and she at that time is not sure I will be her husband. She, of course, has other friends, American friends, white guy, you know. That's a great competitor. 啊，我太太那个时候她有其他的朋友呢。So, what did I do? I pray. I went there, and I found she's out.And with another person, yeah, not dating, but they are friends. So I'm standing there in the darkness. I start praying, Lord God, if this girl you give to me as wife, and then suddenly see, you know, like the gentleman standing over there, there's a black cat over there. I said, you know, it's very long. There's a lot of stuff between them. I said, let that black cat come before me.So I know that girl is, you're prepared for me. I'm going to marry her. If not, then that's it. So after I prayed, and that black cat disappeared. Right after I said that, disappeared. And I don't know where it go. Ooh.我要去找我太太，太太那个时候她不光是有我一个朋友，她有其他朋友啊，还有白人朋友。所以祷告我说，如果这个女孩子是你给我准备的妻子，你就让那个黑猫到我这前面来，到我面前来。但是我一祷告完，那个黑猫就没了。I was so disappointed. 我说 ，Oh man, that's bad. But suddenly when I look back, there is a white cat over there.What does it mean, Lord? A white cat? That's not what I asked for. 哈，我等我一转身，我看到一个白猫在那里发，我说，哎，这个白猫什么意思啊？ And I said, all right, white cat, black cat, let's just talk to you. What's going on? How are you? And when I said that, I turned, suddenly I see the black cat just standing there like that. And meow, meow, meow to me. I said, yes, yes, yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Of course, I married my wife and we have two sons. We live ever over there. And thank God for my wife. I even testified in my wedding ceremony about this story. Give God glory. Hallelujah. But I tell you, that's not enough. And then I, of course, I settled in the church. It's a non-denominational Chinese church. And I tell you, they really take care of me and give me good wedding ceremony. I have two choirs. Everything seems going well. And I think, oh, that's it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's it. But suddenly, the trials start to come. The sins start coming back. Why? Because I have not got the Holy Spirit yet. I have not got the truth yet. And I just feel there's something wrong with my Christian life. And I just walk like a Christian and smell like a Christian, but in my heart I know I'm not Christian. Something wrong with me, Pastor Grant. And those sins I did not have before come to me. And I struggle, and something wrong. I want to go to church, and here I want to ask my answers, and I want some prayers, but it does not work at that time. And I get mad. I really get mad. I say, yeah, I was the leader in the church for the students. And that time I said, fine, I don't want to be leader. That's it. 但是后来我的教会以后的慢慢慢慢发现，哎呀，我怎么走起路来像个基督徒？我自己觉得不是个基督徒，觉得有点不对头。我没有那个能力过一个山。So my first song I gave him name is Love the King, which means the King of Kings, love Jesus. The second song I changed, I said Love the Truth. I said, Jesus, if you are that truth, I'm going to love you. If not, it's bye-bye. I love truth more than you. Because if I love a religion, that really does not benefit me. I was an atheist before. I don't want another God. It's just a religion somehow in the high over there, and I have no relationship with me. And why I cannot live a holy life? I challenge the Lord. Lord, something wrong. Either you are wrong and I'm wrong, but I know I'm wrong. But now, what's up? I challenged the Lord. I said, where is the power of your Holy Spirit? Your Bible teach me I'm going to have a power to overcome sins. But how come I still keep sinning? I get mad at myself. I get so mad, I get so desperate one day, and after I got a PhD from UT Austin, I come to Houston, and one midnight I kneeled down and cried. I said, Lord God, where is the power of your Holy Spirit? I still remember the moments. I feel the desperation again, just like I was in the darkest hour. I don't like religion. I'm fed up with religion. Religion does not give me any benefit. Just give me a bad feeling. I'm struggling with two men. I said, where is the power of your Holy Ghost? If I sin, you shock me. You with a 10,000 foot, fine. Shock me to death. I know your power, but you don't. Why? And the Bible says, He is rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. In your darkest hour, I tell you, my friends, brothers, sisters, that is the hour you seek this God. I don't know if this morning you may be in your darkest hour. You desperate something, or you have something like a mountain. I tell you, that's the time you cry out to this God. And that's the time God reveal himself. He is who he is. He is the one who was and is to come, the Almighty God. After I made that prayer, and I tell you, God make things quickly. And my neighbor, there's a foundation, there's no house, and suddenly I can see the houses start building up in several months, and then there's a couple, a Pentecostal church couple, come into my town. It's not Santa Claus, it's Pentecostals, come to my town. Oh, you Pentecostals, you gotta be careful, your neighbors. God may send you to somebody waiting for me like me. Give God glory. Hallelujah. Ah, 这件事情神就快速地让这事情发生。我的邻居有一个地，他是一个只有那个铺的地板，那个 foundation， 然后突然就建起来了一对这个像我们这样的五旬节教会的夫妻。 And that lady, and she's tall, she's white, she's strong, and Sister Barbecue, and she works like this. She come to our place and said, "That's it, we're gonna buy this house." After she bought the house, she told me, after they saw us, they made a prayer. She said, "Lord, give us a Pentecostal neighbor. Give us a person that longing for your Holy Spirit." And I tell you, after all the things happened, I said, thank God. You see, my prayer and he prayer. Meet in the home of God. How many of you have not prayed for your relatives, members, friends? Pray for them. Your prayer and their prayer are going to meet someplace, and God is going to do great things. Amen. Like yesterday, there are several people from India living in my hotel. And I just simply invite them to come to join my preaching yesterday. And they came. And I preach one God, Jesus' name. And Tom's talking. And they said, we love it. Because they are hungry. Because they may somehow somebody pray for them. Amen. Maybe this church pray for the international revival and the ministry. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then, of course, we become friends, and she started having a conversation with me. Her first conversation is that, "I have the power of the Holy Ghost." I look at her, "Yeah, I'm looking for the power of the Holy Ghost. You have it?" He said, "Yes." And she said, "I pray for people and the tumor's gone and the disease is gone and they get a Holy Spirit speaking tongues." I said, "What? Speaking tongues?" She said, "Yes." I said, "Whoa, that's exactly what I'm looking to." Amen. 她说我有圣灵的大能。我说我就是要寻求圣灵大能，你有圣灵的大能啊。 She said, "Yes." And then I make the story a little bit short. So one day, she said, "Can you want to come to visit our Pentecost church?" I said, yeah, sure. But for 6 months, I did not go. And my wife said, "Are you a man? You said a word, you don't want to do it." I said, okay, let's go. So I moved that Sunday morning, just with this couple, and visiting a Pentecost church. And I stand in there. I said, this is the first time I started there. Oh, we can come to the church. Oh, good. Oh, okay. And the choir is so anointed. And I just don't believe human beings can sing that song like that. It's the first time I heard the song can be sung like that. You understand that? I tell you, your church is great. And I stay in that hotel, and there's a gentleman, his name is Joe, and he, when I mentioned, I said, "I'm preaching in this, Calvary Gospel Church, and I said, oh yeah, yeah. One time my girlfriend brought me here, and I really know that church is something different. Do you know why? Because the Spirit of God here, and our testimony is here. And our choir is different. God literally is here. And then, one day, I have a trouble. During that time, I have a kidney stone. My kidneys are so painful, and I have to drop my work on that Monday and stay at home. I have a twice emergency sent to the hospital, and the doctor's come and look at it this way and that way, x-ray that, and give me liquid to look at. This is symptoms of a kidney stone, but we don't know where it is. I have no way to do it. It just go home. So, 我到那个医院去，哎呀，他看到我用那个肾结石，然后他说我们没办法。 And that night, that morning, on a Monday, I remember, I was crouched in my sofa, and suddenly I realized, hey, I have a neighbor of a Pentecostal, and she says she pray for people, gotta get healed, and I wish I can knock her door, but, you know, I didn't wear good clothes. It's sleeping gowns. And I know Americans, they don't like that. What can I do? 我就在我的自己的房间里面，我疼得不得了。我突然想起，哎，我邻居他说他有圣灵的大能，我真的愿意他给我祷告。可是我穿着睡衣啊，没办法去做。At that moment, I heard my back door. She knocked the door, and I struggled to open the door and saw her. She said, "For some reason, the Holy Ghost wanted me to knock your door." She never knocked my door before. I said, no, yeah, I know. That's because I have a pain here. Yes, pray for me. 我说，是啊，我知道原因。她敲了门以后，我说是因为我这个地方疼。 And she stayed there. She's tall, remember? And she's tall. I'm crouching like this in the back door. She even didn't enter the door. And she's standing over there. She lifted up her hand. And she stopped praying. She said, in the presence of the living God, in the power of the Holy Ghost, by the name of Jesus, I command all the inflammation and the pain leave this precious young man's body. And now, oh Lord God. And I just waiting there. And after she prayed, I said, that's it? I thought you'll pray for 1 hour. That's it? But I didn't say it because I'm very polite. It's a normal Chinese way. And after that, she said, believe it! Then go. And I was like, I said, yes, I believed. Yes, I believed. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Barakil. The same afternoon, my pain left. And the second day, I heard the voices, it's coming out, ready? And I feel the sensation of the kidney stone, and the moving, and out, and I went to the second floor, and I came out, and picked it up, and put in my handkerchief. And I sent to the doctor. Doctor says, yeah, it is a kidney stone. Give God glory, hallelujah! Twice in the emergency room, it didn't work. But God used her prayer. And I feel that power. I never forget that. Amen. Give God glory. Hallelujah. Oh, that's not the end of the story. And then she said, hey, do you want a Holy Ghost? I said, yeah, I want the Holy Ghost. I know the Holy Ghost has power. Then I went to her living room and her and her husband and lay hands on me. And I pray and I pray and suddenly I speak in tongues and I receive the Spirit of Holy Ghost. I receive Spirit of God speaking tongues. 然后他把叫到我的房间，他和他的先生按在我身上，然后我就接受圣灵。Everybody say speaking tongues. I tell you, a lot of people come to Pentecost Church. They receive the Holy Spirit, the speaking tongues. But I know some of them just stop there, and without practice, more and more and more, and that's such a loss. Because the Bible says when you speak in tongues, God is doing a miraculous life in you. Actually, the Bible says speaking tongues edify yourself. What do you know edify means? Edify, it means to construct you. That building the house, that you construct it. So basically, God is building something you don't know. Maybe spiritual understanding, wisdom, the gifts, your answers of prayers, everything is come from your speaking tongues because God is doing mystery work out there. Amen. Amen. 我讲的就是讲出方言。一个人圣灵充满的时候，他会讲出方言来。那个方言就是神在建造你。如果你来到教会里面，你圣灵充满你，你就会讲出方言来。讲出方言来，你要经常讲，经常讲，那神就把他天上的福气，各种的事情交给你。 So if you're the first time come to visit this great church, I encourage you, after the service, you can come to the left-hand side, and we're going to pray for you, and you'll get a Holy Spirit. Amen? And when I got that, I tell you my life from ever and ever changed. Because when I read the Bible, I know what His voice. And then they told me, you need to baptize in the name of Jesus. I said, what? I already baptized. Why I need to baptize again? He said, look over there. And you have to make that name Jesus pronounced when you're baptized. Because it's Jesus saved you. It's a Jesus heal your body. It's a Jesus forgive your sins. And I started the Bible all the way in the morning, 3 o'clock. I said, that's it. Tomorrow I'm going to baptize in Jesus' name. And then I went to the water and they baptized me in Jesus' name in the same year, 7 days after I got the Holy Spirit. Give God glory. Hallelujah. Oh, my. 然后后来我又到教会去，还要让我受洗。我说我已经受过洗了。他说没有，你受洗要按照耶稣的名受洗。圣经上说耶稣的名字，要把耶稣名字叫出来。我说好，我又重新奉耶稣的名受了洗，让我的罪完全的被宽恕。 Now, I just feel I'm totally different. The first thing God working in me after the Holy Spirit is to make me feel something wrong with my life. And the next day, I was looking for a job, and I was reading my resume. Suddenly, I heard the Lord says, you have something not right in the resume. I said, what? I looked at that's true. A resume, sometimes, you know, we are foreigners. Sometimes we want to put something not there. I put over there. I said, okay, Lord, I got to take it out. But you promise you're going to bless me. I can't find a good job, okay? Sure. So in the same night, I take out all the stuff. You know, not much, but about 20%. And I take it out. Okay, that's not true. It sounds like you. Yeah, take it out. And the Holy Ghost just fall onto me. And I write a language that I never know how to write my resume. And after I got it, I got 100% true of my resume. And my American coworker says, I never see a resume can be written so good like this. How did you get it? Who helped you? I said, the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost helped me to write the best resume in America. And I tell you, God bless me. And I found a job, 40% increase of my salary. Give God glory, 40%. And my salary was all the way high up. I look at, that's impossible, God. But I thank you so much. Give God glory, hallelujah. I just want to share you one more story. I have a thousand stories. Just one more story. I'm closing. I just tell you, God so cared us. He's so powerful. And when I receive the Holy Spirit speaking tongues, God started to talk to us. By the way, I believe a lot of people, if I've heard the voice of the Lord in the Holy Spirit's small voice, lift up your hands. I want you to be a testimony. God talked to you. God talked to you. Through the Spirit. And I was looking for a job at that time. And by the way, I got a Holy Ghost. I baptized in Jesus' name. Then I lost my job. But it's worth it. But I told you, right? Later on, God gave me a 40% increase. But I want to tell you how I got it. I was losing my job. And my manager says, you need to go find another job. And I've been struggled. And I bring my Bible. It's the first time I bring my Bible into my office. And I don't care anymore. I bring my Bible and put it on my desk. And I said, Lord. I feel my hands trembling. I said, Lord. I said, I really need another job. God, please tell me when I'm going to have a job. Please tell me. Open my Bible. And I look at it. I start to read. And the Lord, this verse is the time. I look at the word. I couldn't understand a thing. It's not a time, Lord. But the Lord says, yeah, it is there. So I went home. I talked to my wife. I said, it's strange. God told me there's a place that he told me when I'm going to have a job. But I don't understand the thing of there. I just see a moon. Talk about a moon. I don't understand that. And suddenly I hear, he says, Jewish people have a Jewish calendar. Chinese people have a Chinese ruling calendar. American people use their solar calendar. I said, that's right. This talk about the moon. And I know the date. I immediately understand the date. That's 2 weeks from that day. And I'm waiting for that day. That's year 2001. The May, the 7th, Monday. I'm waiting for it. I started talking to my wife. Yes, God gave me a job over there. Don't worry. My wife said, oh yes. She has no clue what I'm talking about. Yeah, she knows God talked to me. She knows that. And then, on the Monday afternoon, 3 o'clock, I heard the phone ring. And I pick up. I said, Mr. Kang, and we have a job opening for you, and we found your resume is perfect for this director position. I said, what? I said, I did not apply for this job. And then the lady says, yeah, you did not, but you applied for the lower job, analyst, but we found you a match this director position. And so, do you want to come tomorrow for an interview? I said, sure, sure, I want to come. 然后就放了那个公司就打了个电话那个三点钟他说哦康先生我们有一个主任的这个职位哎你愿不愿意来那个面试啊我说我没有申请这个位置啊他说你是申请一个分析师的那个位置我们现在发现你适合这个主任。So I went there the second day on the Tuesday, May 8th. And I've interviewed, I tell you, just everything is so smoothly. And I shake hands, whatever I shake hands, and they love me. And at the same day, I got a job. May 8th, Tuesday. Amen. Give God glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is faithful. God, He is faithful. I have many, many examples I can show you. I don't have time. God can tell me who is gonna die, and I prophesy that guy die. And God says somebody is gonna heal the cancer, and I prophesy, and that person's cancer is healed. And God says somebody gonna marry 5 years from now when he will be the 41 years old. I prophesied that, and he was having a girlfriend that time, and the girlfriend blew away, and 5 years or later, and in the same year, he married. Give God glory. God, He is God. He knows everything. Let's stand up. I want to tell you, you come to the right church. Oh, whoever you need, whatever you desire, what you need to do is make your face mixed with the word of God. Oh, repent your sins. Oh, baptize in Jesus' name. Get Holy Spirit. Speak in tongues. I tell you, God can bless you more than what you think. Hallelujah. Somebody. Oh, if your first time come to church, if your first time you come to middle aisle, first time, if you want the deliverance, you go to the left. Oh, if you want the healings, come to the right. I invite you to come. We're going to pray for you. I'm going to let God bless you. Come forward.